This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Jack Lepiarz in for Lisa Mullins. With all of Italy under lockdown and a travel ban in the U.S. on visitors from the European Union, American citizens who are in those countries are scrambling to get home. A college student from Sudbury, 20-year-old Emily Guderian, returned to the U.S. late last night from a semester in Italy cut short. She just got back to her home this afternoon, where she's beginning a 14-day quarantine. Emily spoke to us over the phone earlier today after her mother, Karen Guderian, answered it for her.
She is currently self-quarantined in her room, so okay. I'm just going to hand my phone over. Emily, this is Jack.
Hey, Emily, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. So let me start with this. You don't have any cold or flu symptoms, and we hope you stay that way. But you were in Rome. You were not in northern Italy, which has been the hardest hit by coronavirus. Tell us what you have been told to do in terms of your health and in terms of protecting others.
So in terms of my own health, I'm just supposed to watch for the symptoms, those being fever and cough and any shortness of breath. I'm also not in contact with anyone, including my family, within 6 feet, so I can avoid spreading any germs to them just in case I do have the virus. So I am expected to stay within quarantine for 2 weeks to just make sure that I don't have any symptoms and that I don't have the virus.
Now, you're a student at Ithaca College. You were actually in Italy through a program at University of New Haven. What was it like when the coronavirus first hit northern Italy? Was there any, you know, concern that you should leave then? Did you want to leave? Did you want to stay?
I definitely wanted to stay. I felt that northern Italy, you know, they had the issue, but in Rome, everything was normal. You couldn't really tell that there was this big issue going on. Many other colleges were pulling their students automatically and saying they had to come home. It started more with the students who were in Milan and Florence, and then very soon after that, schools started pulling their students in Rome. Luckily, my school gave me the choice, and I really wanted to stay thinking that it would get better.
So how did the decision to leave eventually come about then?
So eventually, with the lockdown and not having anything open in Italy, the program said that they weren't able to support me as well as they would like to, so they canceled the program. And my school, therefore, emailed us and said, you know, please come home. And then CEA, the study abroad program that I was with, canceled all of the programs within Europe.
You mentioned the lockdown there. Things, for those that don't know, are almost completely shut down in Italy, except for, I believe, it's supermarkets and pharmacies. What was it like living under those circumstances?
As of Wednesday, most things were still open. They still had restaurants open. There were still people out and about. There, you could definitely tell that there was tension among people, and they were wearing masks and staying distance from each other. But then on Thursday, when they really shut everything down except for supermarkets and pharmacies, it kind of turned into a ghost town.
Do you mind giving the phone back to your mother? And we're going to come back to you for one more question at the end.
Yeah, sure. Hi.
Hey, Karen. So let me ask you this. You know, I imagine you must be very happy to have Emily home. You know, you went to visit her in Rome in mid-February, right as this outbreak in northern Italy was really starting to pick up. Was it tough leaving her there at the time and coming home, or did you feel pretty comfortable about the situation there?
We were there. We came back on the 21st of February, and literally the next day, possibly a couple days after that, is when it really started to come out that northern Italy was being affected. And that's all we heard about was northern Italy. So at that time, you know, it was a little bit of concern, but nothing that I wanted to bring her home.
When did you start to worry about Emily's situation? When did you start thinking about bringing her home?
Really, when Italy went on lockdown. And, you know, like for the couple of days before that happened, was when we started to hear more about it on the news and how the cases were exponentially increasing in Italy, and it was going to different areas, and they were locking down certain towns and villages in northern Italy, including Milan. And then, you know, the couple days before the lockdown happened was when it really started to kind of ramp up, and we were getting concerned, and we knew she was traveling. When Italy declared the lockdown on the country, that's when it really got concerning that she needed to get home and quickly.
So now that she is home, now that she's in self-quarantine, what does that mean for you and the rest of your family?
You know, for us, we as her family, as long as she's asymptomatic, we can go to run to the grocery store. We can, you know, just try to avoid big areas like they're telling most people to do. But we have a little bit more freedom to go out of the house and do some things that we need to do. But we're all home because my husband will be working from home for 2 weeks. And my son's school, they just canceled for 2 weeks.
Now, if Emily does start to develop symptoms, does that change the parameters of your self-quarantine?
It does. If she does end up developing any sort of symptoms, we have to immediately call her doctor. And that means that we have to self-quarantine, which means that we cannot leave the house for 2 weeks after the time that she develops the symptoms.
Could you give the phone back to Emily? I've got one last question for her.
Sure.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hey, Emily. I guess one last question for you is, how are you feeling about this whole 14-day quarantine? You know, what's been the hardest part of this experience, and are there any silver linings?
The hardest part is having to come home from Italy, where I was expected to stay for a few more months, and have to sit in my room for 14 days. I think that's just the hardest part, is actually having to do that, where I'm supposed to be out traveling and seeing Rome and stuff like that. I'm so thankful that I was able to study abroad for the time that I was there. So I'm trying to find the positives in having that opportunity, because I know not everyone does. And I hope that everyone is safe in Italy and now in the U.S.
That's Emily Guderian and her mother, Karen Guderian, from Sudbury. Emily, thanks.
Thank you.